Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, new figures have shown that over 55,000 Irish people registered their objection to being considered an organ donor once they die. To chat through these numbers and the significance of them, I'm now joined by Colin White, National Advocacy and Projects Manager of the Irish Kidney Association, and Adrian Cummins, who is currently on a wait list for a transplant. You're both very welcome to the programme. Just to come to you first, Colin, what is the situation now when it comes to organ donation in this country? We're opted in, rather.
Yeah, it's officially called an opt-out system. The reality is now, with the legislation since June, there's an opt-out register. So if you choose not to be considered as a possible organ donor, you can register and you can opt out. Everybody else then is considered a potential organ donor. So the question will be asked of your family. I think it's important to understand that the legislation still protects and clarifies the role of the family in the consent to final donation of organs.
Do you think this current system works? Was this the best option out there?
I'm not sure it was the best option out there, but it was certainly a huge step forward. And I think it opens the way for additional changes. I think if we look at the UK, Wales introduced opt-out on top of an opt-in system. They had an opt-in register already in December 2015. And the other countries of the UK in time thereafter introduced it. We haven't seen a major game change in terms of rates of donation. Like, some of the commentary on the international view would be, you're looking at 5 to 10 years before you're going to see an appreciable difference. Whereas the Spanish have shown that actually by investing in what happens in the coal face, so in the intensive care units, having your organ donation nurse managers on site in the hospitals, that's what makes the appreciable difference.
In terms of the 55,000 people that opted out, were you expecting those numbers?
I don't think I was shocked by them. And I think it's important to contextualise them, that 40,000 of that 55,000 opted out in the first 2 weeks. So you're always going to have a certain percentage of the population would prefer not to be considered as organ donors and that they would step forward. But the numbers opting out each month now have decreased. And I think if you put it in the context of the fact that 1.6 million people have indicated yes on their driving license, the 55,000 is a small number.
And you said the 40,000 of those opted out in the first 2 weeks. In September alone, it was down to 757 people. Exactly. So there was a big rush at the start, and now you're confident that it tapered off.
Yeah.
Adrian, to come to you, I was surprised when I read that piece in the Sunday Independent, I think it was last February, where you said you are on the transplant list, you are currently getting dialysis. Did this all come as a bit of a shock to you?
It did, to tell you the truth, Ciara. I was diagnosed August of 2023, and within a month, my kidney function just collapsed, and due to high blood pressure, to be honest, and it was came as a huge shock and blow to me and my family and all that support me. Brought into hospital with as an emergency, and put on dialysis within 24 hours. And that's how fast it happened to me. Now, I'm on dialysis just over two and a half years now. It's been a fast 2.5 years, and some days it's a long 2.5 years. There's people in my clinic in the Beacon. Big shout out to them, fantastic staff and nurses out there that are on dialysis a lot longer than I am, on a waiting list. So you have to wait your turn. You don't know where you are on the list. I think that's the fairness of this system. And hopefully, in my head, I you know, you look at the averages and you look at the numbers and you say 2.5 to 3 years is probably the average. And hopefully I'll get a transplant in the next year or so. And that's a game changer. It's a change in quality of life.
What does being on dialysis mean to you? What does it do to your life?
I mean,
what's the commitment?
It means I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm in the hospital at 5:30, hooked up to the machine just nearly 6:00. I'm on the machine for 3.5 hours, and then I go to work at 10:00 in the morning, try and do a day's work. Then after that, you're quite tired. Because it takes a bit out of you.
Do you snooze while the dialysis is happening?
Some people can. I can't. I try, but I can't. But you know, you acclimatize to it. You accommodate. You try and you build your life around it. And that's 3 days: Tuesdays, Thursdays, and a Saturday. And if I'm overseas, I'm able to get it overseas. The Irish Kidney Association are fantastic in organizing it. I was in China last week. I was able to get dialysis over there, and good quality dialysis, couldn't fault it. And I've travelled quite a bit across Europe. So, you know, I can still avail of freedom of travel. But, you know, that time of the day that you have to plan and make sure that you're in your hospital or in the centre to get your treatment is important. And you have to have a regime. There's a diet around it. You have to make sure you eat properly and try and be healthy as best you can.
And you have this in the back of your mind, this sense, there's a phone call coming. Mm. I don't know if, I don't know when, but it's out there. How do you live with that sort of uncertainty?
Well, when they educate, bring you to the transplant centre in Beaumont, they sit you down and tell you the protocol. The protocol is you'll get a phone call. It'll be an unknown number. They ring once, they ring twice, and then they ring the guards. And then you have, hopefully they'll get you to the hospital on time. And please God, a donor will arrive and you'll get your transplant there and then. Sometimes, and I know from talking to other patients, they've been in the hospital, but they weren't able to have the transplant because the kidney wasn't just up to scratch. So you have things like that happens. But, you know, we have very good surgeons in this country with, you know, great expertise. What we really need now is more donors in terms of, and I know that's a morbid subject in terms of you're looking for deceased donors, but you're also looking for living donors as well. So somebody that may donate a kidney, they have two good quality kidneys, they might want to donate one. And there's a scheme involved for that as well.
So was it your hope that when this new system came in for organ donating in Ireland, that suddenly there would be a huge amount of availability here?
Maybe I was a bit naive around it. I thought, yes, the doors will open and the floodgates would open. But, you know, Colin has spelt it out really, really well. You know, it'll take about 5 years to see the merits of this. And I'm thankful for everybody that has that carries a donor card. And those that have opted out, that's their own choice. I have no regrets whatsoever or animosity towards them. That's their own choice. And that's what our country is about. We have choice in this country, and that's great.
But you would encourage people?
Absolutely.
It would be life-changing. And just very, very briefly, Colin, in reality, only 1% to 2% of deaths have organ donation possibilities. So even if you do stay opted in and you do tell your family this is what you want, it's quite unlikely that your organs will be used.
That's very correct. And I think that highlights the importance of everybody having the family conversation. If you go to ika.ie/donor card, request your organ donor card. It's a great icebreaker for starting that conversation because it's not something we typically discuss. So ika.ie/donor card, you can download a digital donor card to your Apple wallet or your Android wallet.
All right, Colin White and Adrian Cummins, thank you both for coming in to me, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, Adrian.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.